morning, everyone. Today we are interviewing four people, Ami, Eleonora, Caterina and Mattia, who participated to the project Singing in Europe, organized by Europe Direct, the European Center in La Spezia. So who proposed this project to you?
So the school proposed us this project at the beginning of the second semester. They were searching for people who could sing or that were interested in music for participating in this podcast that was called Singing in Europe.
What were the main objectives of the project?
So the main objectives of this project were to create a podcast that focuses itself on the creation of different episodes, each one talking about the music in Europe from the 50s till now.
How did you select the songs from the 1950s to the to nowadays?
So we had the opportunity to choose between our favorite songs of each decade, and in general we chose most famous songs.
So, Eleonora, did you collaborate with students from other schools?
Yes, with the students from the Cappellini School.
And what personal and artistic skills did you develop by participating in Singing in Europe?
I personally think that I developed, of course, communication skills by learning how to speak properly while making a podcast. And I also made new friends and I gained the skill of listening more to people and inspiring myself from them by talking in the podcast.
And was there a particularly memorable or emotional moment during the project?
Well, for me, the entire podcast project was emotional because I never participated in podcasts, so it was my first time and it was very, very emotional for me.
And what about you, Ami?
I also really enjoyed participating to this podcast, and an emotional moment was, of course, listening to the others singing and seeing by myself in front of people, so it was really emotional, and I really enjoyed making it.
And did you document the project through audio or video recordings?
So we only recorded audio, so our faces were not shown.
How do you plan to structure the podcast to share experience with a wider audience?
The podcast is already done, so we cannot modify it. But we hope that the public will be wider just by listening to it.
So, Ami, what main messages or themes do you want to convey to listeners through the podcast?
I really hope that the listeners will enjoy listening to this podcast, and I also want to share a message of information about music from past decades, and even if it was a long time ago, music plays an important role still nowadays, and it is really important to remember it.
And Mattia, do you think this podcast is important for the European situation we are living in?
Well, yes, I think it is, because in the podcast we do not only talk about the songs, but we also talk about the most important historical events that caused these different nations to come together and form the Europe as we know it today.
Caterina, do you think music could be an important instrument for peace?
Yes, sure. For example, we can mention the song Imagine by John Lennon, which is still seen as a symbol of peace today.
Why did you choose to take part of this podcast?
Because I really like music and it's one of my biggest passions. So I think that this project would have been perfect for me.
And so, last question for you all. Did you learn something new about Europe with this podcast?
Yes, I learned a lot of new things, such as the political issues at the time, and also new inventions, such as the Vespa in Italy and the invention of jeans. So it was really interesting for us, and I hope that it will be interesting for the listeners.